What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two, the phone lines. We're going to reopen the phone lines, 800-313-9443. So we're talking about John McCain, who's rapidly becoming one of the most hated politicians in America, and raises the possibility, how is it he keeps getting reelected? And I would remind everybody that there is no rule that says election rigging is confined to the presidential race. So a while ago, it came on out that McCain had solicited campaign donations from Russia back in 2008, which is illegal. And according to this Guardian article, Judicial Watch is now looking into the possibility that at one of John McCain's campaign fundraising events, where the tickets were $1,000 to $2,000, according to the Washington Post, the actual costs of throwing the shindig, renting the venue, providing the food, all the other costs, were actually picked up by the Rothschilds. And that may have been an illegal fundraising incident as well. Judicial Watch is now looking into that. Good for Judicial Watch. Now, the presidential election in France is starting to get into real dirty territory here. Members of the European Parliament have voted to revoke Marine Le Pen's parliamentary immunity to allow French prosecutors to take legal action against her for tweeting gruesome images of the killings by Islamic State militants. France apparently has a law saying you're not allowed to post pictures of graphic killing, but Marine Le Pen was immune, being a member of the European Parliament. Now, this is why in this country we have what's called the ex post facto provision of the Constitution. Basically, what they're doing is Marine Le Pen did something that she was allowed to do, and the European Parliament is saying we're retroactively making what you did illegal so the French authorities can throw you in jail. That's how far they're willing to go to try and derail her election. Anybody can look at that on the face and see this is ridiculous. This is obvious political dirty tricks to do that. And by the way, in a way, this gets back to the phone call we had in the first hour where they're talking about everybody wants to get rid of Thomas Jefferson because he owned slaves and he did this with Sally Hemings and he did that and so forth and so on. Well, when Thomas Jefferson was alive, everything he did was legal, approved of socially. That was the behavioral norm for them. And I get very tired of people living here and now who judge people in history by today's standards, because it reveals an arrogant assumption that we have evolved the perfect society and therefore now have a right to view anybody who lived differently than we do as somehow inferior. And I think anybody looking around our country today is going to realize we do not have a perfect society at all. We have serious wealth imbalance. We have bad factionalism, violence in the streets, drugs all over the place. We've got a long way to go before we hold ourselves up as an example to judge people in history by. And the same thing here. When Marine Le Pen posted those images, she was within her legal rights to do so. And now they're changing the rules to retroactively try and get rid of her. I think that's going to see her poll numbers go up. Now, over in Syria, the Syrian army has retaken the Palmyra Citadel from ISIS. That was a real trick. If you look at how well fortified that building is, they now have the high ground over the city. They've apparently reached the palatial grounds to the southwest of the city, and they're on the verge of retaking Palmyra back from ISIS. This is getting very close to being over. Now, the U.S. is accusing Russia of bombing U.S.-backed rebels. Russia is denying that it happened. If the U.S. wasn't sending rebels into other people's countries, it wouldn't have happened in the first place, if in fact it did happen. For all we know, it was one of the U.S. pilots. They've got such terrible eyesight. They always claim to be bombing ISIS, but they're always hitting hospitals and water treatment plants and petroleum facilities. I mean, they might have just hit the wrong people on the ground. Friendly fire is a reality of war. Now let's talk about Afghanistan here. Afghanistan may be providing an oil and gas pipeline for the oil consortium, pipeline right of way, and certainly it's providing huge resources of opium to American drug lords. But America has now been at war in Afghanistan for 16 years. This makes Afghanistan the longest foreign war in our history. And that's not something that we're going to feel very, very good about. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We forgot to do that in the last hour because we were dealing with all these audio issues here. But we're Afghanistan, people are looking at that and saying there is no end in sight. There's no end game. There's no plan to shut down. It's like the U.S. intends to garrison Afghanistan until the oil and opium run out. And for those of you considering a career in the military, is that what you want to do? Stand guard over opium poppies? Because that's what a lot of those coalition forces are doing. We've got the pictures. Now, over in Ukraine, things are going from bad to worse over there. They're described as Ukrainian fascists. I think they're just Ukrainians who are sick and tired of all the war. And they're blocking the transport of goods from Ukraine to Novorossiya and vice versa. And it's led to clashes between the two groups. And somebody actually got a video of one of the Ukrainians attacking a rival group with a chainsaw. I mean, that's how desperate it is. And Poroshenko's problems are ramping up because now the Nikolaev region is talking about breaking away from Ukraine. According to the governor of that region, they're saying it's already 65% separatist. 65% of the people in this region do not want to be part of Ukraine anymore. They're described as latent separatists, so they may be breaking off. Now, with the election of Donald Trump, U.S. support for Poroshenko has stumbled. And Poroshenko, even before the election, was seen as less and less of an asset in the region and more of a liability because he was not able to carry out his assigned task for which he was put into Kiev, which was to kick Russia out of Crimea and drag all of Ukraine into the European Union. And it stumbled badly, and Ukraine has just been pounded, especially its industrial base. And the U.S. is now realizing that they've bitten off more Ukraine than they can chew. Apparently, the United States is informing South Korea and Japan that North Korea may be reinstated to the list of state sponsors of terrorism. It was removed back in 2008. When they were still talking about possible reunification. Now they're going to go back on the list. This is significant because it basically imposes additional restrictions on products, services that can be sold in and out of North Korea. Now, as that caller mentioned before, we're seeing more and more of these instances of tombstones being knocked over in these Jewish cemeteries all across the country, and it's getting huge media coverage. Oh, they're desecrating our tombs. They're desecrating our graves here. And by the way, it actually is not that hard to tilt a tombstone back up and put it back where it's supposed to go. But even Donald Trump is suggesting that all of this stuff and the phony bomb threats into the Jewish centers may be false flags. It may be staged to make people look bad. So Trump is beginning to see through all of that nonsense, and that's a really good thing. Now then, let's talk about our much beloved and abused F-35 aircraft, which has officially been declared ready for combat by the Air Force, even though the final software package is not expected to be completed for another 2, 3, possibly 5 years. The onboard cannon still doesn't work. In fact, the software for the onboard cannon hasn't been delivered. Still at least a year away. It's been discovered when the cannon fires, it vibrates excessively. And it's cracking structural members near it. And there's overheating, premature wear of components. We know about the insulation in the wing tanks breaking off and destroying the engines. And the virtual reality helmet still does not work. $400,000 each for those helmets. And apparently the aircraft is proving to be extraordinarily unstable while crossing the sound barrier. And there are no plans for a fix. It's described as objectionable or unacceptable flying qualities while crossing the sound barrier. And here's the latest one. The laser targeting system on the F-35 can only hit stationary or slow-moving objects. That's all it's good for. It can't be used to engage and target rapidly moving objects. So the only thing it's really going to be good for are all those shiny new pickup trucks that somebody bought for ISIS, because they don't go all that fast. Now, the latest dose of booga booga that we are getting from the war hawks is warning about ISIS is using drones. They're using drones. And now the warning is up. They're launching swarms of drones. They're going to have swarms of drones coming over us. And I have no idea what they think the drones are going to do. But that's their latest booga booga. They're running out of new ideas. You know, ISIS has a Death Star. ISIS has resurrected Godzilla. Who knows what's going to go on. Now, getting on back to my comment about how I do not agree with Donald Trump's pumping an additional $54 billion into the Defense Department, there's a story that came out of dailycaller.com on how the Department of Defense commissioned and then buried a report that revealed billions of dollars in bureaucratic and contractor waste and showed a clear path to how the Defense Department could save $125 billion by 2020. This was actually reported in the Washington Post. Now, we know the Pentagon has managed to misplace $6 trillion. That's over and above the $6 trillion they spent on all these wars over in the Middle East. I'd certainly like to know where that money went. I'm sure Donald Trump would like to know where that money went, because then he doesn't have to give the Pentagon another $54 billion of taxpayer funds. So, but there is a lot of waste. I actually got to see it firsthand many years ago, both when I was working with NASA and had to interact with the Air Force. And then later on, when I was working for Robert Abel and Associates, and we were contracted by Martin Marietta to produce a simulator for battle management for the Star Wars program. And it is a shock when you first encounter how much money they have and how willingly they just throw it around. You and I, if money is water, we are all living with eyedroppers. Most businesses have a drinking fountain, and military contractors have fire hoses. That begins to give you an idea of the scale. And it reminds me very much of something George Bernard Shaw wrote in the third chapter of Man and Superman, which stands by itself as a standalone work called Don Juan in Hell. And it's a quote from Satan, who I got to play in the stage presentation, that there's nothing in man's industry but his greed and his sloth. His heart is in his weapons. When you look at the degree of military spending in this country, that certainly is very true here as well. We're going to take a phone call now from Andrea in Oklahoma. Aloha, Andrea. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Every time President Trump mentions our wonderful, good friends, Israel, I'm like dying out here in Oklahoma. It's like, what would be more effective, trying to send an email or write him a letter and enlighten him on what really happened in 9/11, the dancing Jews on top of the van, the two trucks that, well, one was full of bombs, that Larry Silverstein bought the building just months
before. He leased it.
Oh, well, everything I pulled up, he spent over $3.22 billion on it and then turned around and put a big insurance policy thing on it for $4.55 billion, but I hear he made a profit of $7 billion. So,
he made out really, really well on this. Well, let me answer your question here. Emails are not read by human beings. They are scanned for keywords, which are added to a database about what people are concerned about, and you'll get a form reply. The best ways to actually get your message read by a human being, not necessarily Donald Trump, is either to fax it or send a paper letter to the White House itself. And if you're going to send a paper letter, attach your supporting documentation, URLs, and everything so that they can just sit there and go through it. I've already done that once on the issue of election fraud. I have yet to receive a reply. But those are pretty much the best ways that you can do that. As far as Trump and Israel, I do not have much hope that he is going to change his mind about them in the immediate future. First of all, his father was apparently friends with Benjamin Netanyahu. He got a lot of support from American supporters of Israel during his campaign, and he's feeling that obligation. But I think once he starts interacting directly with the government of Israel, he's going to realize that much of his image of Israel is what he got from TV corporate media. And now that he knows corporate media is lying, I think he's ready for that apotheosis where he's going to say, boy, has the corporate media been spinning us a fiction about Israel and Palestine. But I don't expect that to happen for a few months.
Okay, because that there is the Symington Amendment, and there is the Glenn Act, and we're still, hopefully, we will stop that flow of $50 billion without fail every year when this country desperately needs it, and I guess we're getting ready to see another shutdown because of the lack of money. It's just that they won't draw their borders. They don't play nice with anybody that lives close to them, and they have over, well, it's debatable whether they have 200 or 400 nuclear bombs. Good gosh.
Even 10 is enough to cause a lot of mischief here. There's a great deal of concern that Israel actually has a clandestine nuclear weapon already inside the United States of America. And that goes back to a survey that was being done by NEST, the Nuclear Emergency Search Team. And because there are lots of natural and explainable benign radiation sources over cities, NEST was creating what are called baseline maps, where this is what the normal city has in terms of radioactive sources. And when they were making the baseline map for New York, they found radiation was coming out of Israel's consulate in New York. And Israel will not explain it, and Israel will not allow any kind of an inspection. And the reason it's of concern is because Israel's first generation of nuclear weapons was built with fissionable materials smuggled out of the United States. It was called the NUMEX scandal. And it would have been very trivial for Israel to leave some of that material behind, because once you have the fissionable uranium, making the actual bomb is child's play. And so we've got people out there saying, expect a false flag from Israel to launch the war against Iran. And a mushroom cloud would really do it. All right, we've got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Moving on with the news here. As you know, there have been a lot of very strange deaths of Russian diplomats, as well as the aircraft crash that killed the Russian Army choir, and they were really good singers. Claire was just inconsolable that so many really good singers died, because we can't find good singers around here. And the deaths have been described as heart attacks or brief illness. Many cases, there's evidence to the contrary. And it does seem like there is either a real streak of bad luck in the Russian diplomatic corps, or there's some wet work going on. And so we dug up this YouTube video about a CIA whistleblower who blew the lid off what is called the heart attack gun developed by the CIA. And what was really interesting is when this device was first made public before Congress, it was claimed to be a Russian invention. And then it later came on out this was something the CIA developed, and they decided to use it to demonize Russia. See, Russia's running around killing all of our people, and was actually going the other way. And obviously, this is worth another look, given all these strange deaths that are going on around there. All right, let's talk about the economic news just a little bit. Snapchat is going on out for their initial public offering, the IPO. And Snapchat apparently is valued at $22 billion, even though they're not actually generating any profits at the moment. And people are scratching their heads and saying, what's going on with this? Who's going to profit from this? And why would anybody buy into a company's IPO when the company is not showing profitability? Speaking of profitability, another story coming out of Investment Watch blog. Analysts are warning to possibly stay away from stock in Apple because double-digit losses are on the way there. Now, Apple is one of those companies that fell into this business model of planned obsolescence, where every 5 years you will buy the next computer, next laptop. Every 2 years you will buy the next upgraded iPhone. And in this economy, people don't do that. They're hanging on to what they've got. I think an iPhone 5, and I have absolutely no desire to replace it while it's still working. And I'm constantly getting sales pitches from my cell phone provider. You know, it's time for you to get your iPhone 7. I don't want an iPhone 7. I'm very happy with my iPhone 5. Now, I will grant you, we are getting ready to get rid of that Android thing that Claire has and get her back onto an iPhone. But that's out of necessity. The iWatch was not a big success. The planned iRing, I don't think, is even going to get off the ground. And we all like gadgets and whiz-bang, and we like to have our little toys. But the reality is most people who bought into smartphones, they play with them for a while, they play with all the apps, and all of a sudden they realize they're just back to using the phone for the basics. Calling people, texting people, sending email, web browsing, and then that's it. They don't really use most of the apps that are on there. And that kills the enthusiasm for getting a larger, more powerful version to run apps you're not using. Now, Donald Trump is dropping hints that he thinks it might be a good idea to bring back the gold standard, and even more interestingly, introduce it as the standard for a global currency, that the new global currency ought to be based on gold. That, of course, is going to be opposed potentially violently by the private central bankers who want the entire world enslaved to their virtual, make-believe, fairy tale currency created out of thin air and loaned to you at interest. But Trump's comments have basically sparked interest in where gold is going. Story out of Goldcorp is saying that gold currently is undervalued, according to leading money managers. And they're starting to talk about how gold all along has been manipulated to keep it down, to keep people's money in the savings accounts and the stock market. Even Alan Greenspan is sounding caution. More about that when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're currently under a little bit of rain and thunderstorms, and the power just dipped here. So if we vanish again, you'll understand exactly what happened. We had somebody call in. They didn't want to go on the air, but they were suggesting that the high value of Snapchat for its IPO may be related to their going into facial recognition, because that's the next big thing. Facial recognition. And it strikes me as being a technology that is never going to be able to be perfected, because people, simply as they age, their faces are changing. We know it's very easy to fool facial recognition systems with just a little bit of makeup. Certainly at night, there are those caps you can buy that have the LEDs on the brim. And they're infrared, so people don't know there's anything going on. But to those surveillance cameras at night, there's a big white blob where your face is supposed to be. but it's the next big thing, and they're going to bubble it on up there. All righty. Well, we're talking about gold. We're talking about gold prices being kept on down. Alan Greenspan, before he became head of the Federal Reserve, was a gold bug. He was always talking and writing about the value of a gold-based currency as being best for the nation and its people. Then, of course, he became chairman of the Fed, and immediately he was into this ink and paper loan-to-interest model because that was his job. Now that he's no longer chairman of the Federal Reserve, he's back to being a gold bug. And so over at Goldcorp, there's an article where Greenspan is saying gold is now the ultimate insurance policy in the face of grave concerns about the long-term survivability of the euro. And Greenspan is out there saying the eurozone isn't working. And Greenspan is saying he views gold as the primary global currency, which is very much the same thing Donald Trump is now saying. And Greenspan is saying when we start to get into hyperinflation, the price of gold is going to go right through the roof, and investing in gold now is fiscal insurance. And it makes a lot of sense. Now, there's another story that came out of Investment Watch blog. New uncovered information why central banks were forced to rig the gold market. And they have a history of all the steps that have been done, going all the way back to Richard Nixon's ending of gold convertibility to keep the price of gold way, way down. And when we ask the question about where did the gold in Fort Knox go, where did the gold that was being stored in the New York Federal Reserve and J.P. Morgan's gold vaults, where did they go? This article is saying it was being dumped onto the market. It was being minted up as coins and sold to the American people and literally flooding the market to suppress gold prices. Then they started running out of gold and they started using those paper contracts to do the same thing. But they're saying the long-term plan all along has been at some point to outlaw private ownership of investment metals to the American people and bring it all back in and start the scam all over again. Now, relative to that issue about is there really gold in Fort Knox and the New York Federal Reserve, and remember we did this, one of the episodes we did on America's Book of Secrets for History Channel a while back was the gold conspiracy. And it's rather alarming how much of what we suggested was going on in that episode has since been documented as actually happening. So apparently there was a Freedom of Information Act request made to the U.S. Mint to release the audit reports of the gold in Fort Knox from 1993 through 2008. However, the documents that were provided are incomplete and show that the audit process was not executed proficiently, meaning it was slapdash and reckless. In fact, the Mint was so embarrassed by this obvious non-audit document, they actually refunded the Freedom of Information Act cost, which was $3,000. And I'm sure in the future, the U.S. Mint will say, well, we had a Freedom of Information Act, and we audited the gold, and it's all there, trust us. But it doesn't sound to me like the document they produced is going to convince anybody about that. Now, as you know, there are other stores of wealth outside the banking system besides silver and gold. There are collectible items, which can be matters of fashion, like the Legends of NASCAR plate collection that Larry the Cable Guy is always talking about. One of the stores of wealth that the ultra rich love are works of art. And some of them can command huge prices, and they get auctioned back and forth, and the prices go up, just like land flipping. But it looks like the art bubble is about to burst, because Russian billionaire Dmitry Rybolov paid $85 million for a landscape by Paul Gauguin back in 2008. On Tuesday, he auctioned it off, and he took a 74% loss. That's going to shake up the art world quite a bit. Meanwhile, Bitcoin prices have hit a record high as ETF approval, causing massive gains. So the virtual currencies are beginning to take off, and I'm talking with One of those startup companies called Cloak, and we're going to be having one of their people on the show in the near future talking about virtual currencies and how they work, because unless you spend a lot of time looking at it, it can be a mystery to those of us who think of money as something that you've got in your wallet and that you take on out and you spend at the store. We're going to take some phone calls here. David in Utah, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Are you there?
I am here.
Hey. You should get your item Friday. I just wanted to talk briefly about immigration.
Okay.
I agree with what Mr. Trump is doing. I think he needs to go a little further than merely deporting the criminals. I think he needs to deport all the illegals.
I agree.
But at this early stage in his presidency, as you have said before, I think it's a little too early to judge on a lot of things.
Well, he certainly said all the right things last night. Like I said, I agreed with about 85-90% of it. The reaction around the world has been extremely positive. It was a very dramatic change that we saw last night. We saw Donald Trump, the president, as opposed to Donald Trump, the campaigner. And the difference was quite striking. And again, to give credit where credit is due, whoever wrote his speech, it was an absolute masterpiece. I'm sure future political speechwriters are going to be studying it, in college. But Trump delivered it very well, he stayed on point, on topic. He went off script only one time when he was joking about the people from Harley-Davidson wanting him to take a ride on the motorcycle. That was definitely spontaneous ad lib. But he stayed on the focus, he stayed on the script, and it was rather interesting to see on certain comments he made where he was definitely gesturing and addressing the Democratic side about cooperation and coming together. So he was sending a lot of very subtle messages with that speech.
Did you happen to notice that an entire half of the audience was just sitting there without applauding, without expression, without standing up?
Yeah, well, those were the Democrats. But again, toward the end of the speech, and especially when Trump started, bringing out these success stories, the widow of the SEAL who'd been killed and everything, some of the Democrats began to stand up and applaud as well. And it actually began to look to me like Trump was winning over some of those Democrats. And of course, as soon as the speech was over, they had all apparently agreed to just skedaddle on out of there. But they behaved very shamefully. They behaved very, very shamefully, and I can't imagine any ordinary American looking at that speech and looking at the behavior of the Democrats and not just thinking the lesser of them for it.
Agreed. They were a disgrace.
They were.
That's all I had. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks. We're going to let you go and switch to John in Alberta. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was just wondering if you could explain something to me. It's regarding the U.S. debt clock,
yes.
Big dashboard with all the flickering numbers?
Mm-hmm.
In the bottom right-hand corner, it's got dollar-to-silver ratio in 1913 at $2.64.
Yes.
And it has dollar-to-silver ratio now, and it's like $850 per ounce. And it's the same with gold. Like in 13, it was $28.
I don't think silver's that high. I don't think silver's
no,
that
no,
high.
No, like
right
no. What are they referring to?
Well, I'd have to go back and look at the actual debt clock to see what the iconography is saying. But there's absolutely no question that our monetary supply has been inflated and that a dollar today is worth just a few pennies of what a dollar was worth when the Federal Reserve was created.
I wonder if that's but I did a little bit of math, and that would be like inflation, right? Like, or the devaluation of the dollar.
Yes.
And it's different on both metals. So it's not.
Well,
like
there's also a fluctuation in the demand and supply of the metals from supply from the mines and demand. Silver has a lot of demand in industry, so does gold. Demand for silver went down as we moved away from chemical-based photography and got into digital imaging systems, because there was a lot of silver that was being used up in the photographic process. In fact, most large photo labs actually had silver recovery systems set up to leach the silver back out of the film emulsions and recycle it.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. I think I contributed an awful lot of silver in that process. However, it just puzzles me, like, why are we seeing dollar-to-gold ratio at 7,753 and dollar-to-silver ratio now at 850? Like,
I'm gonna see
how they come up with that.
I'm gonna have to research that because I honestly do not know. Those numbers do not seem to equate to the current prices in dollars, U.S. dollars for silver to gold. So I'll take a look at that and see if I can figure out what those numbers mean, okay?
Thank you.
All right, we're going to switch over to Richard in Cleveland, Ohio. Aloha, Richard. What's on your mind today?
Monitor reform. I think the same kind of topic that you were just talking about. I wonder if you're aware about the situation in Russia. I know I've heard you mention it a couple times. It looks like they're going to be completely debt-free by the end of this year. They just have a couple of countries they have to pay off for, I guess it was old debt from when the Soviet Union kind of collapsed or went down.
Yeah, that's what they're paying off is the debt left over from the Soviet Union. Russia itself still has current debt that it's dealing with.
Well, I mean, I think are you familiar with Bill Still?
Yes.
I saw a video that he put out recently that said they were going to be debt free. Now, I kind of wonder if that isn't the reason why they're demonizing Putin right now.
Oh, there's no question about it. There's no question about it. Russia's central bank is privately owned, and it was being privately managed. And Putin took over. He imposed government control on Russia's private central bank in order to manage Russia's public currency as a public utility. And that was literally the day that Putin went from being a trusted friend and partner of the United States to the top of the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list.
So let me ask you a question. I'm not really sure, but do you think that basically they are issuing debt-free currency, like that they are actually creating their own money and spending it into circulation, or... I mean, is that what they're doing?
I think they're still using the private central bank fiat system because they need to have that to interact with the rest of the world. But I think Putin basically is keeping the interest and the debt under control because when you have the bankers running the private central banks, all decisions are made in terms of what will bring more money out of the population and put it in the bankers' pockets. And Putin is running the Russian central bank to keep as much of the Russians' money in their pockets as possible, and that's why he is so hated right now.
Well, I'm just wondering because, I mean, how can you be debt-free if you have to borrow? You know what I mean? So how can you get to that point if you're not actually just creating
It's a subset of the debt. And, yes, in many cases you can inflate the debt away by printing up more money, but it simply represents a new debt that has to be dealt with down the road. And if you really think about it, all of these debt-based private central banks are pyramid schemes or Ponzi schemes. And they're able to last as long as they do because they're basically their victims are the entire populations of nations. Here in the United States, 330 million Americans, and that's why the Federal Reserve Ponzi scheme has been able to survive for a little over 100 years, although it looks like it's about to take a major stumble.
I have one more thing to ask you about. Are you familiar with the Chicago Plan? It was the University of Chicago Economics Department. In the 1930s, they came up with a monetary reform plan in response to the Great Depression because they were kind of asking themselves, well, how can we prevent something like this from happening again? And there's a guy in Chicago named Steven Zarlenga. He wrote a book called The Lost Science of Money, and is basically championing the Chicago plan. Now, Dennis Kucinich, a couple of years ago, introduced a bill called the Need Act, and I want all your listeners and everybody to look into this. It's called the Need Act, and he introduced this bill to Congress. It was a monetary reform bill, and basically went into committee, never came out of committee, and then they redistricted Kucinich, and he lost his seat.
Yes.
But if you've never looked into it, look into the Chicago Plan, and it's wonderful, and it would save America. It would save the world. really.
Well, I'll take a look at it. The problem is that the economic plan that works best for the nation and the people is not the plan the private central bankers want. Private central banks do not exist to serve the nation and the people. Private central banks exist to serve themselves. That's why the Rothschilds are so amazingly wealthy. They've been playing this scam on planet Earth for 300 years. Okay?
Yeah, but it looks like one of the major powers is doing something like that, like Putin over there. And if we got a crazy little uprising here, maybe we can do it here. And maybe we can get away.
I'd like to see it happen here. It's time for this private central bank scam to go away. They've made enough money off the slave labor of the human race. It's time for it to come to an end. Anyway, Richard, we're going to let you go here because we're about to take a commercial break. When we come back from the commercial break, we're going to do one more phone call. Then we're going to close the phone lines again because I got a lot of news to go through in hour number three. So we'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the phone lines. Kyle in Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. First of all, Trump has continued to impress me. That speech last night was unbelievable. I think a lot of these Democrats thought he was going to come out, be a typical rambunctious self, and he just put them in their place. I love the fact that he's got them reeling on their heels. He has made them so impotent, it's not even close. They have literally nothing to bring them. And you can tell that by that pathetic Democratic response last night. They had a guy who, A, wasn't in elected office and lost to a Republican give a response that was just completely, I mean, nonsensical.
I agree. He was responding to a speech that never took place, and that's why I was suggesting in hour number one that maybe Trump has identified one of the leakers in the White House staff, and he gave them a completely bogus draft of the speech. And so the Democrats were preparing to respond to a completely different speech. I think he may have snookered them. That's how out of sync that response was.
Well, if you look at his speech, which was all about inclusivity, you know, unity, bringing people together, hope, you know, good things for the future, and then you look at the Democratic response, I mean, these people, they look like they were out for blood. It was not a good look for them.
Well, I love the close-up of Nancy Pelosi's face, but I think the nadir for the Democrats was when Trump is out there or announcing a special group to help victims of crimes committed by illegal immigrants, and the Democrats are all booing. How can you boo wanting to help the victims of crimes? And I think they don't realize how that looks. They don't realize how that looks.
Giving the thumbs down when you see them in the stadium, or they were giving the thumbs down when he was talking about not leaving people uncovered by insurance when they repeal or replace Obamacare.
Yeah,
they're showing people in the stands, giving them the thumbs down. It's like, this is not good optic, guys.
I remember seeing that. Well, they probably didn't realize the camera was going to be on them. But the reality is that probably everybody, in that Democratic side, they all own stock in the health insurance industries. And that is an issue that I really think needs to be dealt with. It's one thing to say the president has to have a blind trust and we shouldn't let his wealth influence them. But all these members of Congress are allowed to have all their wealth, control of their wealth, invest it in areas that they know are going to gain from the decisions they're making. And obviously, when Obamacare was being sold, they were all buying into the health insurance companies. And now Trump has basically pulled the rug out from under those health insurance companies. And they're all losing money. And that's all they're thinking about. Is Trump is taking away our money that we worked hard at our corruption to get that money. How dare he take it away? All right, listen.
If you look at the end of it.
Kyle, we got to let you go. I'm sorry. Got to let you go. We're going to take a station break. Going to close the phone lines and do some news when we get back. We'll be right back.
Hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.